Kino Classics has just released a 10-film Blu-ray set of Yiddish-language feature films. The titles come from the heyday of Yiddish film production, the late 1930s. When I first heard of the release, I assumed it featured the restorations of the National Center for Jewish Film at Brandeis University, but I was mistaken. These are restorations completed by Serge Bromberg at Lobster Films, along with the Museum of Modern Art, the Deutsche Kinemathek, and the Filmoteca Narodowa in Warsaw. It's quite an exciting collection, including the two most significant Yiddish films, The Dybbuk and Tevye. Three other outstanding titles, Muttel the Operator, Eli Eli, and Merkumenon, as well as five low-budget pictures of lower quality, but rare. All have very readable English titles, written by Alan Lewis Rickman, a Yiddishist who appeared in the Coen Brothers' A Serious Man. Also, there are many extras. Two of the most noteworthy films were made in Eastern Europe just before Hitler moved into Poland. Merkumenon is a documentary, the only documentary in the set. It shows the progressive treatment given to sick children at a sanatorium in Poland. The filmmaker, Alexander Ford, was a native of Kiev, Ukraine, and his skillful editing reminds viewers of the City Symphony-style documentaries, such as Man with a Movie Camera by Dziga Vertov. Tragically, most all the children seen in the film were murdered by the Nazis within a couple years of the making of Merkumenon. The Dybbuk is a classic of the Yiddish cinema, a fine art film shot in Poland. The direction is by Michal Wyszynski, a prolific filmmaker from Russo-Poland. I cannot think of another film that is so rich in a mystical kind of Ashkenazi Jewish folklore. Based on the famous 1914 play by S. Anski, the Dybbuk tells the tale of two friends who plan the marriage of their unborn children, something unacceptable to their religion. Years later, the children suffer from that error. The boy, a yeshiva bucher, scholar, is so desperate to marry his beloved that he turns to the dark arts, the Kabbalah. As a result, his cherished sweetheart is plagued by demons, which only the strongest-willed rabbi can crush. The other films were produced in the New York and New Jersey area. Tevye tells the story of a poor milkman and his wife and daughters. Yes, it's a version of Shalom Aleichem's tale, which became Fiddler on the Roof. Coming along when the suffering of European Jews was extreme, this version focuses on the anti-Semitic elements of the story. Tevye stars Morris Schwartz, the founder of the Yiddish Art Theater in New York City, an expressionist actor, a great actor, known as the Olivier of the Yiddish theater. Muttel the Operator is a heartfelt melodrama of a poor Lower East Side garment worker, his wife, and their sick baby. If it doesn't make you cry, well, I don't know. The Yiddish King Lear also is a tearjerker, a story close to the Shakespeare drama based on a significant Yiddish theater piece from 1892 by the esteemed playwright Jacob Gordon. It's a film where the content far excels the horrible production values. American Matchmaker is a comedy starring Leo Fuchs, known as the Yiddish Fred Astaire. Unfortunately, the image quality is unacceptable. Eli Eli is worth noting for the beautiful cantorial singing of Moshe Oysher. I started studying and preserving Yiddish films in the late 1970s when I was at the American Film Institute, along with Sharon Revo at the National Center for Jewish Film. The first time I heard the voice of my late husband, Rob, was on a phone call around 1980 when he interviewed me about Yiddish films for a magazine article he was writing. I love these films. And even though a few of the 10 titles neither are of good quality and image-wise, nor in original content, each title in the Jewish Soul collection has meaning to me. Each holds a share of Jewish essence, Yiddishkeit.